Intervju Radija Študent.
Intervju z bolgarskim pisateljem Radoslavom Paruševom. Ljubljano je konec januarja obiskal bolgarski pisatelj Radoslav Parušev, katerega roman Od znotraj je v prevodu Ive Šprager nedavno izšel pri založbi kulturno-umetniškega društva Police Dubove. Kot je povedal, je to njegovo prvo romaneskno delo, prevedeno v tuji jezik. Parušev, ki med drugim deluje kot odvetnik, specializiran za intelektualno lastnino, se je v bolgarski literarni krajini sicer uveljavil kot pisec kratke proze, za katero je prejel tudi številne nagrade. Roman Od znotraj je v izvirniku izšel leta 2014. Njegova podstat je osnovana na naturalističnem, že skoraj grotesknem prikazu nikoli zares končanega tranzicijskega stanja nekdanjih socialističnih držav, ki so se ujele v začaran krog ekonomske korupcije. Roman na radikalen in brezkompromisen način odkriva male in velike svinjarije televizijske produkcije reality šovov, kjer je življenje slehernika razvrednoteno na njegovo ekonomsko vrednost. S Paruševom smo se pogovarjali o njegovem pisanju, o odnosu njegovega pisateljskega in odvetniškega dela, o stanju bolgarske bralne kulture in o najvidnejših plateh romana Od znotraj. V Slovenijo ste prišli, da bi predstavili svoj roman Od znotraj, vendar vaše pisateljske začetke zaznamuje predvsem kratka proza. Kakšen je vaš proces dela, ko je v spredju kratka proza, in kakšen, ko je roman?
Yeah, that was my main occupation. This is how it started. I was famous among my friends when I was young, during teenage years, for telling stories. I was always the center of the attention, or at least this was how I got the attention, by telling stories. And I get used to being liked and approved. It's kind of a part of my personal development. I needed attention, I needed approval, and I think I'm extremely frank right now. Definitely there is a difference, and this is a very, very complicated question, a very complicated topic. I can tell for myself that I can clearly understand the proper structure of a short story. I can go deeper into theory about the short stories. I think I know this stuff. I mean, as if someone tells you that I'm good at whiskeys or at vodka, for instance. I can
like
understand.
In drinking it. Or in
yes, in
knowledge.
Drinking. I have good knowledge on Scotch whiskeys. I do myself.
Okay.
So I have a good knowledge on the short stories, their construction, their history, their development throughout 19th and 20th century. And I always have a clear idea in mind when I sit on my table and start writing a short story. I know that it should be finished in 2 or 3 days, otherwise the ideas will get rotten in my head. But I cannot say such thing about the novels, because I can only tell you that there are two main general approaches towards creating a novel. The first scenario, the first approach, the first option is that you make a structure and you follow the structure, just fill in some boxes. And this is how, for instance, world famous novelists like Stephen King or John Grisham work. They follow a clear structure and they just fill in boxes. The other approach is the easier one, but it most often it leads to worse results. To much worse results. This is just you leave it to your inspiration. You just let it flow. You just let it flow and wait to see what happens. Actually, whichever of my three novels that I wrote, I never knew how they will end. I know it sounds unprofessional, but then again, I was doing it in order to express myself and not in order to achieve some particular result or market success or something like this. So I always let this mind flow I just follow the wave of my inspiration, and sometimes it stops, sometimes I get stuck, but I do not follow any structure or rules. I myself, I teach creative writing in Sofia in my free time. I have courses with young guys, teaching them short story writing, but I'm not good at explaining the structure of a novel. Because I myself, my own novels are not a proper example of accurate structure. So basically, in one sentence, I know nothing about the novels. I just write them. I just write them down. Well, basically, in order to go deep into the actual structure and logic and principle of a short story, you have to know Chekhov very well. You have to read Chekhov, you have to read Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and Borges, of course. Jorge Luis Borges is my favorite author of short stories, and there are great novelists like Dostoevsky who wrote extremely bad short stories, extremely bad. I'm sure I can tell this about Dostoevsky because I feel him like a relative.
Na predstavitvi knjige, ki ste jo imeli v Trubarjevi hiši literature, ste pogosto omenili svoje vzornike oziroma pisatelje, po katerih se zgledujete. Med drugim ste omenili Dostojevskega, Borgesa in Markeza. Ali obstaja morda tudi pisatelj iz Bolgarije, pri katerem ste se napajali?
Unfortunately not, because speaking of modern literature, I'm the best. So I have. Well, really speaking, our literature is quite poor and can be compared with historically can be compared with, let's say, with the Slovenian, the history of Slovenian literature. Because during the Renaissance we had, you know, this stupid nationalist, you know, poetry and patriotic poetry and novels who were copied from the great French examples of the era, but badly copied. And then the socialism came and everybody started writing about the beauty of the agricultural labor. And the heroic part, and the heroic thing about the anti-fascist, you know, movement. And then the modern literature came. And then there was me. I'm the end of it all. No, listen, I'm being self-ironic somehow, but you're looking at me as if I'm saying something. Don't believe everything I say, please. I have close friends in Bulgaria who are also writers. We are a bunch of guys there, a closed circle, let's say. We read each other's books. We compete with each other, which is quite fine and okay. At my wedding 5 years ago, there were 11 writers published already. This is my crew, my staff. So we compete with each other, we follow each other, we follow the newest trends. We support each other, of course, a lot. We should support each other because we are not part of the literature establishment. But I wouldn't say that I have Bulgarian role models at all. I'm much better than my friends, and I know they know that. And they always envy me, but it's fine. No, I'm seriously, right now I'm talking from my heart. Maybe I sound like an idiot to you. I'm the best in this company of ours.
Med drugim delate kot odvetnik, specializiran za področje intelektualne lastnine. Ste najprej pisatelj in potem odvetnik ali obratno? Kako se ti dve plati vašega življenja povezujeta, če se?
I consider myself a writer primary. Because this is what I'm actually doing in my life. I write books. I'm into literature. And the other thing is just a profession. Just some professional field whereby I can get some support, some financial support. I mean, I could be working in a car factory as well. Or I could be an international terrorist, for instance, a well-financed one. But I would be primary a writer anyway. So what I do is that I consider myself a writer, and I don't have to combine anything because I'm a writer all the time. When I go to sleep, I continue being a writer, and I'm a lawyer only when I go to my office and when I go to court. If I have the proper possibility to switch the profession with something else, I would have nothing in mind against. I mean, if I have a if I buy a house in Greece and I become a fisherman, because this is how I imagine my old days fishing in Greece, I would continue being a writer as well. There is no conflict because the writer is the main character and the lawyer is the guy who provides some money sometimes. The lawyer serves the writer. If I were a dentist, then the dentist would support the writer as well.
Leta 2004 ste skupaj še z dvema prijateljema ustanovili neuradni literarni klub, ki ste ga poimenovali Bar za literatura oziroma Hitra literatura. Kakšna je bila osnovna ideja kluba? Kaj ste pravzaprav počeli?
The main idea that drove us 15 years ago or at the beginning of this century is that we have to compare and compete with the best international examples, with the best examples of Western literature. And the other main thing that put us together was our goal to try to make the literature much more favorable to the masses, to the young people, going to bars, going to clubs, combining our efforts with musicians, even jazz musicians and heavy metal musicians as well. And trying to make, we were among the creators of the form of literature performance at all. We traveled a lot around the country because Bulgaria is 5 times bigger than Slovenia. And we met with the public at small places, big places. I had readings in front of halls with 250 people, for instance, or at a small bar again in front of 5 people. I mean, the main thing that drove us together was our purpose to express the literature in a modern way, publicly express it and publicly promote literature in a more adequate and appropriate contemporary way, apart from the traditional form of socialist literature reading, with an old critic sitting there and sleeping in his chair, with an actress from the National Theater who didn't read the wording before that, so she stumbles while she reads, and old people clapping, and nobody buys any books, and that's it. I mean, we wanted to move somewhere further from this, and we succeeded in this. I mean, I had mainly young audience, and I used to be young myself back then, but now the average age of my reader is below my age, which is a little bit strange, but it will continue to be like this until I leave. I mean, it's... When you are 30 and your audience is 30, it's normal. But when you're 44 and your audience is still 30, it sounds a little bit strange. But then again, I think it is kind of a cultural mission.
V intervjuju starejšega datuma, ki smo ga zasledili na internetu, ste dejali, da je eden izmed vaših ciljev vzpostaviti tekmovanje oziroma natečaj kratke proze. Kako napreduje ta vaša ideja?
I've done this before, okay, and actually we even had some financing from some whiskey brands, for instance. We had a literary contest financed by a famous Irish whiskey, for instance. Yes, we get a lot of money to those guys as prizes. And again, it will happen again someday. Called us, me and a friend of mine who's also a writer, and they said, guys, we will support you for 2 years from now on. But you have to present a project for literature, meaning public readings, a contest, and a blog, an online-based platform. And it was quite nice because for 2 years I was doing mainly this. I even left aside my legal career. That was an international project, international platform. They did it in several countries, and they chose us to represent their brand in Bulgaria, which was quite good for us, again, not for our livers, by the way, because we were receiving actually 12 bottles a week, each of us. Every Monday, a guy came with 12 bottles of, I can mention, yeah, the brand as well. It was Bushmills Irish whiskey. He also paid us wages again. Okay. I mean, they were enough for us not to work. And it was for 2 years. We were traveling across the country, drinking a lot and promoting literature and whiskey. This is how I met my wife, by the way, during this tour, okay, as being a rock and roll star.
Na predstavitvi vašega romana ste spregovorili o slabem stanju bolgarske bralne kulture. Ali je bilo torej v času delovanja vašega kluba kaj bolje?
No, it was not better because the underground will always exist, but the underground is a small market and it will always be a small market. The main taste is still deeply rooted into socialist tradition and extremely pointless and bullshit recycling of the heroic history, the heroic historical past that actually never happened. That actually never happened. So again, I think that the literature culture is poor all over Europe, all over Eastern Europe, and that the media is quite responsible for this, for promoting the general low level of concepts at all. And things are becoming worse and worse because the young generation, they, you know, right now, each and every minute, right now, more text is being created in one single minute than for the whole history of humanity up to this minute. We are all creating texts on our mobile phones. But what is the quality? What is the level? You know, when Dostoevsky was writing his novels, the level of literacy, I mean, the people who could read in the Russian Empire, was something like 7%. But again, he created the most valuable European literature in this situation. Now everybody is literate, but half literate. And half literacy is much worse and much more dangerous, because this is a route whereby the dangerous ideas can go to the masses. The ideas of whatever you say, political correctness, it goes through these channels. Or the right-wing bullshit, it goes through these channels, it reaches people. Now the people are reachable in the public transport. Right, waiting for the bus, you are already reachable through the words, through the text.
Ali spričo te situacije vidite možno rešitev?
The general solution that one should hold to his ethical and moral principles. I it's not my mission to teach that to the masses. I don't feel this like a cultural mission, because they don't give nothing in return. Let me put it in this cynical way. I don't want to sacrifice myself or my wife, my life or my time or my art to the mass taste, to the taste of the masses. Let them do whatever they like. I'm responsible for a very close circle. And this is why when I write a new book, like what I'm doing right now, I feel responsible to my fans. I know what they will expect. This 2,000 people around Bulgaria, which I've met personally myself, more than half of them. And I don't want to disappoint them. And I have this in mind and try to comply with their expectations. Yes, I am responsible towards 2,000 people, but I'm not responsible towards 2 million people. Because they have the TV shows, right? Because they have the mainstream media. I decided not to fight for the common taste because it's not possible. It's always stronger than you. And even Dostoevsky felt that way. Dostoevsky felt that Turgenev is bullshit. This was his idea. Dostoevsky felt that Lev Tolstoy is a weak writer. Compared to himself. And Dostoevsky didn't try to change the taste of the Russian audience. He just stuck to his books and did his best to pay his creditors, actually, because, as you know, this is the main reason that Dostoevsky was writing, to urgently get some money and pay some debts. I don't feel like a professional writer, because being a professional writer is a compromise with a lot of things, with a lot of things. With moral values, with political values, with your own time. We have professional writers in Bulgaria. We have two or three guys, a little bit older than me, some of them being even translated into Slovenian. Good writers, of course. But when I see their day-to-day life, I don't want to live their life. I don't want to spend my time on the internet looking for residences and projects and financing and all this. Contemporary professional writer is a guy who spends his time on the internet in order to find some financing. some residences to go, some resorts to visit, some literary festivals to attend to. This, you don't have your mind for yourself. This is kind of a compromise. I can afford to write whatever I like because I work as a lawyer. Again, we come back to the beginning of this.
Vaš roman Od znotraj je neke vrste radikalna groteska, ki se dotika predvsem koruptivnega stanja sodobne Bolgarije. Poleg tega je v spredje postavljen lik Ivana Aleksandrova, ki ima na začetku izrazito konformistično držo, vendar kasneje pride do preobrata.
Yes, because he was driven by extreme circumstances to an extreme situation. He was prepared to accept. He was basically a conformist. He was created as a conformist character, complying with the bad situation because, yes, it could be worse. But then he became a victim of the system, which drove him to extremes. And then in his personality, he had this breakdown of deciding not to obey. But it happened when he hit rock bottom, when he got to the bottom of the whole thing. Yeah, this is the turning point of the book, yes. The turning point of the book is the turning point of the life of the main character when he goes to prison for a, you know, false and unjust accusation and decides to be ready to lose everything but not to comply. Finally, they can do nothing to you. Whatever they do to you, it depends on how you feel. This is the main, I think this is the main, you know, message of the book. They can do anything to you, but it depends how you feel inside, from the inside, who you are, who you actually are. Because you can be bound in a nutshell, but be king of the whole world.
V romanu je strani velikega producenta izpostavljeno, da je življenje osrednjega protagonista brez kakršnekoli vrednosti. Kaj glede na to, da se v romanu naslanjate na bolgarsko realnost, to pravzaprav pomeni?
Well, he has his internal value and he discovers it in extreme situations, but this notion that you mention is the individual life has no value in the corporate society. Your value is your net worth, meaning your value as much as you have money. Or as you can offer something to the system, something material. A life without a value means that you are no one unless you can offer to the system something material.
Okay, this is going to be like
translated into the terms of my own life. I wouldn't have any value if I was not a lawyer. I have something to offer to the system. I work for the capitalist system. I bring value to the capitalist system, and this is why they need me, because I work for them, and this is why they give me money. Otherwise, if I was left to my own devices, if I was an independent free poet or writer, then I wouldn't have the value for the system. I would be dispensable.
Poslušali ste intervju z bolgarskim pisateljem Radoslavom Paruševom. Z njim smo se pogovarjali ob njegovem obisku Ljubljane, kjer se je predstavil slovenski prevod romana Od znotraj. Recenzijo romana boste v prihodnje lahko prebrali tudi na frekvenci Radija Študent. Z Radoslavom Paruševom se je pogovarjala Kaja.
Intervju Radija Študent.